LBC weather.
Yes, a dry and clear night, but it won't feel too cool, apparently. There could be a few mist patches too, and a light easterly breeze. Temperatures tonight, 15 Celsius in town, 13 out of town. And tomorrow, dry and hot again, with plenty of sunshine and an early mist, or fog soon clearing. Again, a light south easterly breeze, 28 Celsius. That's hot! That's 82 Fahrenheit in town, and 27, that's 81 out of town. It's still hot.
It's Nick Abbott and Carol McGiffin on LBC, the voice of London, and Carol McGiffin, 0171-412-1152.
Anyway, so I'll tell you something about Nick Abbott, right? He's a nightmare. He's not here at the moment. He's in the loo. So I'm just going to carry on, you know, like I'm going to carry on in the next few weeks. Sorry about that, London, if you don't... sorry, who we got? Who we got? Jan in Leytonstone. Jan.
Hello, Carol.
Hi,
and Nick. I'd like to say thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for what?
Thank you. I've really enjoyed listening to you over Saturday evening. You know, it's been a pleasure.
Really?
Yeah, I really have. You know, there's not a lot I listen to now on LBC. And if I listen to Steve Allen, I always need a sick bag. But with you two, being on my own and not liking telly much, you've really given me a lot of enjoyment.
Well,
and thank you both.
I'm glad about that, but I'm not sure Steve Allen...
God, you want to hear it?
No, Jan, don't.
I can't tell you. He only talks about the royal family. Oh, my God, he's so awful.
Oh, but you do listen, though. At least you listen.
Not always. No, I can't take much of it.
No.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
All right, Jan. Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed it.
I have.
But come back now.
Soon.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Drink that.
That was Jan.
Who's she?
Jan in Leytonstone, who didn't have very nice things about Steve Allen, unfortunately. But she likes us. She said, thank you very much for all the enjoyment and entertainment that we've given her, because she doesn't like watching TV and she likes listening to the radio.
How can you not like watching TV?
On a Saturday night, easy.
Oh, on a Saturday night.
Let's look at the schedule,
shall
we?
Well, no, let's not.
Let's check the schedule.
Buy a video machine. Here's one in Wapping.
Wapping?
Hello.
Hello.
My dad likes watching your show.
Watching?
Yes.
We're not on TV.
Listening to
your
show. Listening.
He listens to every morning and night time.
Does he?
We're not on in the morning.
He listens to it every night.
Well, we're not on every night.
Only Saturday night.
Thomas, your whole story is beginning to fall apart here.
Leave Tom alone.
How old are you, Thomas?
11.
11.
You're 11?
It says 7 on our screen.
And where are you?
I'm...
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Does he like, really, just do things that really annoy you? Like, seriously, and he does things, and he'll tell you to do things, and you know that he's just doing it for his own amusement. You know, telling you to go to bed early.
He does what?
He asked me to get his beer and stuff.
His beer?
Oh, that's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I would never ask a child to get me beer.
Seriously.
Not unless I was paying them. Get my beer.
Seriously, Thomas, tell him to... Next time he asks you to go and get beer...
Yeah.
Make a call to the police.
No.
Okay. No, serious. And tell him that...
Stop it, you're getting into trouble. Stop it.
Does he also make you go and get his cigarettes?
No.
No, you...
Doesn't smoke.
No, good. Good for your dad.
But, no, seriously, does your dad really annoy you sometimes?
Yes.
Does he?
When, like, particularly when? When he tells you to go to bed when there's a good program on?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's what in the... I mean, so you're going to grow up twisted because your dad is so annoying, am I right?
Yeah.
Don't be horrible. Do you like South Park, Thomas?
Yeah, I've got the video.
You've got the video.
Isn't it a bit...
And on the front of the video, doesn't it say, like, 15 certificates?
Yeah.
You see...
he's 11. Honestly, what is the world coming to?
Exactly. So,
honestly, the kids of today, what are they... What?
So, in a nutshell, your dad gets you to buy his booze.
Yes.
And you've got videos that you're 4 years under the age to watch.
Yes.
Right, so I'm calling social services. You're going to be in a secure home within the week.
Stop it, Nickers. I'm sure your dad's a very good dad, is he not, Thomas? He is, isn't he?
Quite good.
Quite good. Now, you see, that's a qualified yes. That's like, well, it could be better, yeah? It could be a lot better, am I right, Thomas?
Thomas, what's your dad's name?
Elton.
Elton?
Elton. From Wapping.
Elton
from Wapping. I didn't know that Mr. John had a son. Who knew?
No, Elton's in Leeds tonight. Doing a gig at Leeds Castle.
Is he? Kent, yeah. Is your dad playing piano in Leeds tonight, Thomas?
Yes.
No?
No, he's in the other room shouting at Thomas to get on the phone and phone him up because he's too scared. Elton, you're a chicken.
Yeah.
Tell your dad he's a chicken, Thomas, all right?
And tell him that we hate him. Okay.
No,
thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Time for bed. 01714121152. This is LBC. Nick
so
and Carol.
Mean.
It's our last show.
Together.
That's what I'm saying. It's our last show.
Stop going on about it.
I'm leaving. They specifically, of the two of us, they looked at the show and they thought, they're firing me and keeping you.
Look,
in the history of bad decisions, where does that come? Like,
Look, will you stop it? It's not my decision.
I'm not annoyed with you. I'm not annoyed. I'll get Saturdays off. Like, I don't really care. I'm the opposite. I care because I love doing a talk show, but if I'm the opposite to Groucho Marx, I would never want to be a part of a club that doesn't want me
as a member.
Exactly.
Right.
Here's one in Green Bay.
Huh?
Yeah. Hi, good evening.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
USA.
Are you kidding?
Wisconsin? You're in Wisconsin? And you're
That's
listening
right.
to us? Are you mad?
Now, have you called before?
I only called usually at night time because there's a 6-hour time difference.
Right.
It's just up to 3 o'clock in the afternoon here.
Are you listening to us on the net?
I'm listening to you on the internet.
No, he's got an AM radio. What do you think?
So, what's Green Bay, Wisconsin? It sounds lush and green and lovely.
It is, actually. Famous football team here, American football team called the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-huh.
It's beautiful. It's like, if you remember the Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
It's sort of green and rivers and lots of trees.
It's still showing here.
Yeah, it's about 85 degrees this afternoon, so it's really cool.
So what are you doing sitting in listening to us on the internet?
Because I've got my air conditioning going, and it's Labor Day weekend here in the United States, so Monday is like a bank holiday.
Oh, I see.
So everybody is sort of...
Is that an explanation of why you're listening to a station that's 4,500 miles away?
No, because it's about one of the only decent radio stations I can listen to. The rest of the stuff here is really crap.
You're kidding.
Really?
Well, American radio in general, I have the highest regard for. I think it's great. Have they got no decent talk stations where you are?
Not really. It's all...
Well, I suppose you...
Public radio, or it's all this Christian fundamentalists. Or
right.
Like,
are you American, David?
No.
No, I'm from Ireland.
Right.
But I lived in London for many years and listened to LBC there. In fact, quite a lot of the students here in the dorms are listening to LBC on a Saturday afternoon when they're doing their schoolwork.
Now, when you say listen to LBC, do you mean they're listening to us or just whatever happens to be on LBC?
Well, they're listening to you, Nick and Carol,
right.
Because they think you're really cool.
Isn't this incredible?
No, really?
This is amazing, but we've got no listeners.
Oh,
like, virtually,
no.
You could virtually not count them. We've got so few of them in London, and yet we've got listeners in Ireland and Scotland, and thank God for the internet, although it's useless for us. We've probably got the biggest audience of any radio show that's ever been made, and...
They think we're cool. How funny is that?
Yeah, but they live in Wisconsin. I mean, you know...
Wisconsin's fine. It's a cool place.
Over there, they...
People in Chicago as well listen.
They do?
People in L.A., yeah.
That I do find hard to believe.
What we have to do now is get a little demo tape and go to America and make our fortune.
But I wonder if they considered that the listening things, Nick, before they made their stupid decision. I mean, this is one of the best shows. I love listening to both of you together. You really, really make a great team. you know?
Well, yeah, well, I know, we do. We came together sort of by accident.
Yeah.
We were put together by John Simons, one of the few good decisions he ever made.
Yeah, but Nick and I always got on, because Nick doesn't like anybody ever in the world.
That's not true.
No.
What are you talking about?
You don't. It's really unfriendly to everybody. And
it's not
reason,
unfriendly. I'm just shy.
You're
like,
just
I'm not open with people. I'm just shy.
Exactly. And so, you know, me and Nick just kind of, you know, I'm not scared of Nick. And we just got, you know, we got on all right, didn't we?
Yeah, we just make a perfect, like, instantly, we were perfect on the air. Yeah.
I mean, you know, perfect. Partnership, I mean, not couple. We're
no.
not a couple.
No.
Don't get us wrong. I mean,
as many times as you ask me, Carol, we're never having sex.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, yeah. And I know you want me. I know you do. I know you do.
Come over here and smell my pits.
No.
So that Wisconsin, that does sound a bit backwatery.
Oh no, it's not. It's absolutely beautiful. It's 209 miles north of Chicago. Okay.
Well, that's exactly what I said. By backwater, I mean kind of redneck, nowhere's
no.
No, quite the opposite. In fact, there's a lot of the headquarters of the paper mills, a lot of British-owned businesses here, actually.
What are you doing there, David?
I'm at a university.
Oh, right.
Oh, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like where they filmed Twin Peaks.
Well, it's not that bad.
No, that's really sort of out in the middle of nowhere, isn't it? Wisconsin's not that bad. It's quite
Well, hello to the studs at the University of Wisconsin, or whatever it is that you do there.
Well, that's UWGB, that's the University of Wisconsin GB, and also the other college is St. Norbert College.
Well, you know, hello to everybody that's listening to us on the World Wide Wait, and you should call us. The what's the code for this country?
It's,
the code is 010-44-171-412-1152.
Well, yeah. Thank you for that, David, because we didn't know that.
No.
That's only if you're calling from the USA or Canada.
Yes, okay.
Now, we want to call
thanks for the call.
Yeah,
really
this is
appreciate
great.
That.
Thanks very much.
Well, it's sad you're going, Nick. It's really awful.
Well, listen, all of the previous shows are available on the net. It'll take you years to go through them.
Well, you know that we should think of doing. I think anybody now in the USA and Canada who's listening, we should send all emails to LBC and tell them how many people they've actually got listening on the net.
Do it.
No.
Comments at lbc.co.uk.
Does LUP in Chicago still have a talk station, or have they changed it to country or something?
At the moment, there's only one good one from Chicago, but the problem at the moment there is they have on one or two people who are really, really crass, you know? There's a lot of sort of ethnic stuff at the moment, and really, it's not wide listenership, it's very, very narrow, you know?
Right, okay, well, what you should do is email that station, tell them how great we are, and we'll do a show by satellite.
You could link them up, yeah.
Yeah, we could do it from ICN, from Mitch's studio.
Yeah, we could link up across the United States, and by this time next year, we'll be millionaires.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, David. We've got to go.
Okay.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
0171-412-1152. It's Nick and Carol, the last show, and 45 minutes to go, so we better start speeding up. Here's one in Bow. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I just wanted to say, sorry to hear that you're going, Nick.
Well, I'm going.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry too.
Yeah, we're all sad about that.
You lie.
We'll still be listening to you, though.
I am. Well, you will. Well, good, thanks.
Yeah, I will, definitely.
Nick, I'm sorry Nick's going too. Honestly,
yeah.
I'm going to miss him because I love him.
Yeah, mostly because she'll have to prop this show up on her own.
Oh, what?
Oh,
like
yeah.
I don't.
I just want to say hello to my mum as well.
I'll just let that one go because, I can't be bothered. We've got 45 minutes to go. I'll let you have that one. I don't care. I'll just let that one go.
Look, sorry. I was only joking. Mm-hmm. I will miss Nickers.
Yeah,
I can't
wait till you've got 4 hours to do on your own and then we'll see who... Never
no,
mind. Well, I'm not going to have a fight with you. It's okay.
We'll only be three.
Well, three... It could be 20 minutes.
Don't give me a hard time. I don't, you know, anyway, you know. You know how I feel about you, Nickers.
Yeah. And as many times as you ask, we're definitely not having sex. Here's one in, we've already punched you up.
Jenny, what else?
Can I just say hello to my mum who's listening?
You just
hello,
did.
Jean.
Hello, Jean.
Hello, Jean.
Hi,
Ta-ta.
Bye.
She was chirpy.
Very chirpy.
There's one in Woodford Green. Hello.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Carol.
Hello, Roger.
Just to say, I'm going to have one of your silent admirers while we're out here. It's the same that the show's ending tonight. But
silent but violent.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. To the end of an era.
Yes.
Carol,
no question.
Yes.
Nick was, when Nick was on his own the other week, when you were at Zobel's wedding,
yeah.
He admitted it. He wants you badly.
He wants me, I know he does. I know, I can tell by the look in his eye. And do you know what?
The slightly up, the curled lip and the look of disgust.
He's never going to get it.
You see straight through me.
I've mentioned you on my website today.
Oh, what website?
What website's that?
I've got a Tommy Boyd website, which I started up a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
The first time I've ever phoned LBC. I listened to you when you were elsewhere, and I've listened to nearly every one of your shows, but I've never rung in.
So how come you've got a Tommy Boyd website?
Most people don't.
Well, it's only you and Tommy Boyd I really listen to. But
right.
Okay, it's linked up on your site and all that, so people...
Well, so you have a really depressing future.
Do you know that your show's finishing the same week as the Oxo adverts?
Oh, my God,
really?
I knew it.
Is that weird or what?
It's a great leap forwards for family values.
I think it's a bit of a coincidence.
Yes, well, maybe you should make one of those tearful farewells like that just made.
Well, we should make an advert, Nick and Carol at home cooking chicken.
Yeah, and just, you know, wiping a tear and, oh, we better go now and all this.
Who would wear the penny? Thanks
not
a lot,
me.
Roger.
Private lives into this.
Yeah. Well, Roger, well done for calling in. Never called a radio station
right.
before.
And was it a scary experience?
It was weird. Well, I didn't like to interrupt you two. I mean, it's you know, every other week I just listen along. It's great. It's a real shame the show's ending. But
you see?
You still going to be on a Saturday night, Carol?
I am, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, don't you now. I know. I wish Nick was still here, but he won't be. I don't know why.
All right, got to go.
Cheers, then.
Yeah.
0171 412 1152. We're speeding up again. Look at these calls coming in.
It's
I love
great,
you people.
Don't you love it?
Here's
I love
one in
it.
Forest Gate.
You let us down, you...
Yeah, where the hell have you people been? In the entire run of this show, we've been desperate for your calls. We've been begging you to call.
And then John in Forest Gate, from nowhere, suddenly decides to call us up.
John. Have I punched up the right thing? I think he's had a heart attack and he's gone.
9:14.
You've got Andy on the phone. Where is he?
He's dead.
He's on... He better be dead. Andy.
Hello, Nick.
Andy, you had better be on death's door.
I feel absolutely awful.
You sound awful,
you
I
sound
believe
awful.
You already. I believe you.
Thank you.
You poor thing. Are you still ill from last week?
Yeah, it just keeps going. Relentless, relentless.
Have you got malaria?
No, I've got gastroenteritis, which is not pretty.
Are you calling Are you calling us from the bathroom?
No, but I've already been there. I've just come back.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting. Don't tell us. I don't know.
Well,
Andy, you missed our last show.
I can't believe that.
It's your fault that this show sucks.
Oh, thanks.
It's your fault that we got boned. And it's your fault. It's all your fault. Everything is your fault.
Well, you can't blame me for everything.
Yes, we can.
Everything.
Oh, yes, we can, and we will. No. Oh, look, I'm sorry you're not well.
So are you eating?
I am eating. I've had a couple bits of bread and soup.
But it comes straight back out, I bet you.
Well, it hasn't yet.
How pathetic do you sound?
Oh, sorry.
A couple of bits of bread and some soup.
Oh, no. Some soup.
If you were here and I had my sound effects, I'd be playing the sad violin right now.
You'd be playing that one. Poor old Andy. Oh, look, we miss you and that's it. We've missed you. Gone.
Yeah.
I miss you, Nick.
Well, you screwed up in a big way.
What about me?
Never.
Oh, you're there, Carol.
No, I don't.
I can't go yet.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Not yet, anyway. Maybe after tonight, I'll be on my merry way. Who knows? I don't care. No, I do care. Of course I care. But don't, look, can you stop me getting off this slippery slope?
Yeah. Anyway, so when are you going to get better for crying out loud?
Well, soon, hopefully.
Are you off work completely?
Sorry?
You off work completely?
Yeah, well, I have been for a couple of days.
Right, because you work with,
with somebody else.
Yeah.
On another station.
Another radio station.
Are you going to be here still?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Really? Because there's a letter in the box that's, that's got bad news printed all over it.
I miss your little smiley face.
Oh, bless you.
I do.
Yeah.
Because he looks sick all the time, but he's, you know, he's got a little smiley face, isn't he?
Tasty.
Hey, I've got the most fantastic photograph of you.
Really?
Andy, Nick,
and
John Simon's leaving me.
I was young and I needed the money. Is that what he said? So you haven't lost that razor-sharp wit.
Very funny, sweetheart. No, I've got the best photograph of you three. It's a great picture.
And that's your wheel.
Where was that?
Drunk.
At John Simon's leaving too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody with a... Oh, I suppose...
Me with a camera. I take a camera everywhere I go.
Do I look gorgeous in it?
You do, actually.
See?
You look fairly handsome.
There you go.
I want you. I'm joking, of course. I do not. No, what? With Mitch in the same photo? I don't think so.
It's just... Oh, please. Me standing next to Mitch? You've got to be joking.
What are you doing?
Like, he overshadows me?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not. No, absolutely not. He's all man.
Anyway. That's the way he smells, yeah.
Yes, exactly. He smells.
Actually, I've never smelt him.
No, he doesn't smell. He just
but then
smells
I've never got that close.
He just smells of bloke. It's a lovely smell. I like it.
I've never shared the back of a Jeep with him.
Mind you, I wouldn't sleep in his bed.
My armpit's really ming at the moment.
Well, yeah, I bet that's what happens when you're sick.
It's really vile.
So,
Oh my God! Get off! You're making me sick.
Are you taking your temperature while you're speaking to us?
Yes, I won't tell you how I'm doing.
We know, Andy.
Okay.
We miss you.
We've got to go, Andy. Ta-ta.
Bye.
He'll be dead by this time next week.
Quick, we've got all these calls, and it's 9:25.
Right, Stevenage.
Oh my God! There's no time, is there?
Phil.
Nightmare.
Oh, you're just gonna have a go at me, aren't you?
Oh, Carol.
Go away.
I would ask you to sleep with me, but you're an alcoholic, so I just can't.
Do you think I am?
I think you are.
She'd never be able to get it out.
I thought, what am I going to talk to Carol about this weekend? I thought I'm going to have a raging row of her, but, you know.
You're always having a go at me.
I'm concerned about you.
Don't be concerned.
I mean, I'll ask you for a date, Carol, but you drink, and I'm there again.
She has got a drinking problem.
Yeah, I know. I can't drink enough.
So when was the last time you had sex, Carol?
When was the last time I had sex?
Yeah, because Nick said Thursday was surprising, so I thought, hang on, this guy never mentions any woman in his life. So who is it, Nick?
No, you're beginning to get the message?
He wants me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly...
That explains
everything. When was the last time I had sex? I can't remember, to be honest. I absolutely cannot remember. It was weeks ago.
Weeks ago?
Can you remember who it was?
Of course I can.
Or were you...
think it was?
Were you really drunk at the time?
No, I wasn't drunk at all. I was completely sober.
No.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, who do I think it was? It was a Mitch thing?
Oh, come on, you must have come on, Carol, it's a lot.
How can you be mates with somebody that you have sex with? I just don't understand that. Like, you're hanging out, it's either a relationship or you're friends. You can't have a friend...
What, you don't have sex with people you don't have relationships with? Excuse me?
Of course you can, Nick.
Nick, you don't have sex with people you don't have relationships with? I don't think so.
Oh, wait a minute, let me understand this question. I don't have sex... Because that's too negative.
That's a very complicated question.
What are you asking me?
You don't have sex with people you don't have relationships with? Yes, you do have sex with people you don't have relationships with. Of course you do.
But that's the opposite of what I'm saying.
No, it's not.
I don't have sex with people.
No, what you're saying is I don't think you're capable of understanding what you're saying. Shut up. Yes, I am. What you're saying is I can't possibly have sex with someone I'm not having a relationship with. It's either sex,
or
it's relationship, or it's a friendship.
Exactly.
No, not at all. No, why?
And what were you saying?
What I was saying is, are you telling me that you don't have sex with anyone unless you're having a relationship with them?
No, but I'm
not
saying
true.
if you know someone and as a friend and you're having sex with them, that's a relationship. That's what that is.
Okay, friendship, relationship, schmip.
You don't have sex with your friends.
Of course you do.
You can.
Thank you, Phil.
Do you have sex with your friends, Phil?
Actually, I never have.
There you go.
Never
had sex?
No.
Ever?
Never got around to it. I refused to...
Are you a virgin?
Huh?
What, you're a virgin?
Mm.
Really?
Are you?
By choice.
How old are you?
26.
You're kidding me.
No way.
No.
You're winding us up now.
I am not winding you up.
Do you have really bad BO?
I can't believe you've left this juicy little fact.
Are you really hideously ugly? I'm attractive, but I just refuse to go out of anybody who smokes and out drinks. And I stay. I just I've never got around to forget.
You need
anybody.
You need intense psychotherapy.
Oh, give him some, Nick.
Give him some. Nick.
On psychotherapy, you mean?
Yeah.
Is it worth seriously, like you two guys? I might never talk to you for like way past the millennium.
Forever.
Is
yeah.
it worth the effort getting involved with people? Because I'm really like, I got.
Bitch. You've got to be kidding me. You're
no,
20,
of course it is.
You're 26 and you've never had sex.
No, not at all.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad.
They're out there because in my university course, you can spot them a mile out.
What, the ones who have or the ones
who
haven't?
The ones who haven't. Really? I mean, there's loads in their early 20s.
Why? Because they're really angry with everyone. They're all going around beating people up.
But this is a psychology course, of course.
You're on a psychology course, and you're the one who hasn't had sex. I mean, oh, I can't believe it.
I don't believe that anybody who studies psychology can
not have had sex.
Because the chances of having sex on a psychology course are many and varied. It doesn't matter what kind of...
They're all obsessed with it, but we just don't.
I just can't get my head around this at all. And you're not hideously ugly.
No, I'm
and you don't have some sort of you don't have some sort of weird physical thing that you don't want anybody to see.
No,
like it's not.
I look very nice.
It doesn't bend at a 90 degree angle.
Hang on,
like that.
26 years old, not bad looking. He says,
yeah,
very good looking. Quite okay, very nice. Everybody likes me.
So how long do I have to not drink before? I don't smoke.
You don't smoke.
No.
Now, which side do you, Phil?
Yes.
Which side? Now, all of this stuff, I don't like people who smoke, and I don't like the. That's and I don't like people who drink a lot.
That eliminates
99%. Now, you understand what you're saying as a psychologist? Well, people who study psychology are usually the most screwed up.
Yeah, we are.
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Sorry.
You understand that what you're doing is you're just making excuses not to do it? All of these things are just reasons for you to say to discount people. And when it gets down to it, you can discount people for the rest of your life, but you've got to jump in there somewhere. Which side do you butter your bread? Because whichever side it is, you know, on a psychology course, there's got to be loads of them. There's loads of women on psychology courses. When I my psychology course, there was... Exactly right. So if you're into women...
20 to 1.
If you're into women, then they couldn't be better. And every other... and if you're into guys, then surely there's loads of them out there.
Are you into guys, Phil?
Girls or guys? I would consider either side of the
fence.
Really? That's about 100% success rate. Are you insane?
You don't know what you're missing.
You've got the best of both. Most people discount 50% of the population instantly. You've got so much catching up to do, I can't believe it. What the hell are you doing on the phone to us on Saturday night at half past nine?
And I'm thinking, well, everybody else...
Now, is this a religious thing? Is it because you were screwed up about sex in your childhood by your parents?
I'm the most liberal-minded on personal sex you'll ever meet.
Okay, well, be honest with me in one sentence.
Sure.
Why?
Because he doesn't
want to.
No, that's not... Hang on, Kat. No, you're not being honest.
I am seriously being honest.
No,
never got around to it.
No.
And also, my criteria...
Now, that's just an excuse.
Seriously, no.
Everybody has...
People who drink will go to clubs.
Yes, but you make excuses for people when you go along with it. You know, you have to, because otherwise you'll never get it. And if you don't ever get it, you end up a miserable old git. And you will. You'll end up beating people up.
And you know what? The longer you go without, or...
Which is what I'm worried about, because I'm only 26. And I've heard people on the radio say, oh, I'm 45 or 36. It's like... It's because they sound really kind of weird.
Well, people say they're virgins when they're 46.
Oh, there's loads.
I don't think so.
There's not loads. It's a minute percentage. There may be loads that call radio stations, but by and large, people that call radio stations are nuts.
Anyway, enough of this nonsense. I can't believe you haven't had sex at 26.
No, seriously, I don't
know. I know. Well, you know, send me a photo. I'll sort you out.
Oh, I'm on the net.
You're on the net.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've got your own website?
Web page.
Oh, look, let's move on.
What's the address of this page?
I want every single person
who has a computer listening to this show now
to have a look at the page. Before 10 o'clock.
I'll send them an email. What's the address?
What's the symbol and? Yeah, and dash only .com. That's the homepage.
No way.
Now, then you go to the internal search engine, and you put in the parameters.
How complicated is this?
Well, it's just, it's because there's like 250,000 people on there.
I've never heard of this. One and only.
Come on, hurry up. There's more calls.
Internal search engine, yes,
great. Yeah, you select my age, so 26. There'll be like two boundaries high and low. So select 26 with a photo, of course. I want a photo.
Did he just say a bad thing?
No.
No, not at all.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
It's a website.
Oh, I thought you said the...
No, he didn't say anything.
Oh, you said like a...
Like a website.
Like a website. Like a website. No, he didn't.
So to get to your thing, oneandonly.com...
Let me go through... Click on the search engine.
Hang on, Carol. Let me just hear this. Just wait a minute. Yeah. Internal search engine and...
Then it'll ask you for what parameters you like. So you hit the little crosses in the boxes, like six boxes. So you hit one box on the photos, box on
natural interest,
and one box on the whatever you like category.
26 called Phil, right?
So
this is the most stupid thing I've ever heard in your mile. How is anybody going to find this?
No, it's easy.
It's a search thing. It's like search for the perfect person. So you type in, I want someone who's 26, who's called Phil, who's not ugly, who's a virgin, and up she pops.
But specifically to get to your page, you cross 26...
That's how you do it.
...and photos, and what else?
Well, you know my name's Philip.
Right, so you cross Philip...
Yeah. Well, you'll be... You know when that... Well...
This is taking too long, Phil.
Yes, exactly.
The only way you can find me is through the search engine is you have to narrow it down roughly.
Okay, well... If that's the way to get to your webpage and you're trying to meet people through this, I mean, forget it. Anyway, so go out and get laid before the millennium. Will you do that for me?
I will try this.
There you go. 0171-412-1152, helping people. On LBC.
This is a journey into sound.
We'd like to apologize for anything that Abbott and Mickinson say.
Nick Abbott. No, I don't like that one. 0171-412-1152. You know, Ollie, who made those, we love you, but that one really sucks.
It's a bit old now, 6 months old.
Yeah, we should have got new ones done just for the last show.
Yeah.
Timo. Who's gone?
Oh,
who was the guy that did the...
Oh, come on, he's got to be there. He's done all the work.
Yeah, I know. He did the Howard Stern thing for us. Am I not doing this right? Okay, try calling back. Here's Steve in Clapham.
Oh, hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hi, Steve.
I'm doing all right. All right, a couple of things I want to talk about, yeah? All right, first thing is, you can never keep a good man down, Nick, yeah? So don't worry about getting old. You'll be there before you know it, yeah?
Yeah, but you know the thing is that we've actually run out of talk stations now. There aren't any more.
No, but don't worry, because things are going to change, aren't they? From all that information that I've heard from digital
radio. Yeah, yeah.
Millions of channels
everywhere. Hold your breath about digital. It'll take 10 years, if at all.
And no one will know.
We've got 10 years in this, mate. Don't worry.
I have to wait 10 years to do another talk show?
No, you'll be there before you know it, mate. But listen, right, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I wanted to tell you my joke. Well, not really a joke. Like my experience with Jim Davis.
Jim Davis.
You hate him.
Yeah, I do hate him, yeah.
I saw him on telly the other night, right, and they were, like, showing highlights of that. Do you see that at all?
Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, what a ridiculous concept. The best of Jim Davis.
No, it wasn't. It was the best of the Generation Game.
Yeah, and I was, like, watching it, and they had, like, you know, Bruce Forsyth on it and all of that, and it was, like, great. And then that gif came on, yeah? Anyway, I'll tell you my story, right? About when I was about 25, yeah?
Yeah.
I had a friend, right, that lived in Cadogan Square, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he had two Great Danes, yeah?
Yeah.
One was a boy, one was a girl, yeah? And I was, you know, like, in Knightsbridge, like, Scott's Corner?
Yeah.
Right, you know, there's, like, a zebra crossing across there, yeah?
Yes.
And I was walking across there, right, with both the Great Danes, right? You could imagine that you would get, you know, people looked at you,
yeah? Huge dogs, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I was walking across the crossing, right, and, unfortunately for me, Gene, I was going to call him Jim Davis, pulled up, yeah?
Jim Davidson, yeah.
Yeah, as I was walking the dogs across the crossing.
Yeah.
And he got his big head out the window, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes,
with
like,
big
male dog.
Yeah.
Look at that dog, such and such. like that, you know, and I was like, and I thought, yeah, well, we know where you're coming from, don't we, Jindo?
Well, that's what he would be looking at. I mean, you know, he would not be interested in any other part of that dog's anatomy,
yeah,
would he?
Apart you from... You know how they wobble at the back, didn't you?
But yes.
I've never liked him since then.
How can you not like that? Funny.
It's not.
It is so funny. I bet everybody listening to this is laughing right now.
Yeah, laughing at how you know, crappy he is, maybe.
Oh, come on.
You're walking
a dog down the road, a famous person pulls up, sticks his head out of the car and says, look at that dog's...
Yeah, but some famous people would keep their mouth shut.
Oh, that's funny. You're too sensitive, Steve.
No.
I'm a bit sensitive about various things.
I'm on your side.
Are you sensitive about that particular area?
Well, it depends what you're
doing. Aren't all you boys sensitive about that particular area?
No, we're sensitive in that area, but not necessarily about it.
Listen... Jim Davidson, I don't care what he says. If he paid anyone a compliment, it would be disgusting.
What is your thing about Jim Davidson?
He's a repulsive character.
Well, why do you say that?
Because he is. Because I've met him.
No, because he thinks he's funny, and he's not funny.
Well,
he's just got, like, a lot of people behind him that are, like, pushing him because they think...
He's a bloated twit.
Sorry?
He's a bloated twit.
Bloated twit.
He is a bloated twit. That's him. Listen, I've met him, and I know how...
Yeah, I know exactly what you think. Right, Carol, the other thing I wanted to say to you, right? I've always wanted to say this to you. Badges.
Yeah, badges.
And do you remember that story about
yeah,
this woman rang up about a budgie? I don't know what he was saying, but he was saying something.
Yeah, about some budgie.
Here's another one of these conversations. Nobody any idea what you're talking about.
Well, Nick, sometimes we listen to you and we think, God, what's he talking about?
Exactly. Thank you, Steve.
0171 412 1152. Here's one in Pinner. Hello.
Oh, hi. Is that Nick and Carol?
Yes.
Adam.
Hi, indeed. My guns have been slightly spiked here because I thought Carol was leaving.
No.
I'm so relieved, you know, Carol, because for every red-blooded fella who's listening, you are it. I mean, we just think you're wonderful.
Do you?
We do.
I'll tell you what,
because you're a man's woman.
She's a lad.
You know, and I mean, okay, so we have to carry you home occasionally, but I mean, you know, what the heck? You know, you're great. I mean, you understand men. And you listen to the radio these days, and you've got so many ball busters on, that to be able to listen to you, Carol, and indeed Nick, I mean, Nick, how they get rid of you, I can't believe
it. I don't know, but anyway.
You know, I mean, you're wonderful. You're just absolutely wonderful. Carol's wonderful, and Nick, you work very well with Carol, and I don't know how they're getting rid of you guys. I mean, when I listen to this station, I normally twiddle the dial a bit because it sounds like everyone's 165. And you are the only two that I know that actually seem to have any life in you. I mean, how the hell are they dropping this?
Well, listen, like I said at the top of the program, I don't want to go into the whole thing about...
Go on, do it.
No,
what the heck? You've got nothing to lose.
I know. That's neither here nor there. I'm not interested in doing that. Like, I'm not that upset, do you know what I mean?
Well, I am.
Well, you'll just have to live with it.
Yeah.
Get a computer. All of our shows are on the net. It'll take you a month. By the time you listen to them all, I might be back somewhere. I can't think off the top of my head where that might be.
Adam, ready?
Yes.
We'll be back.
Good. Please, do.
Hopefully.
Don't go away. And Carol, you're wonderful. I mean, I'm sorry to grovel, but you just are.
Yeah.
Thanks, Adam.
Off your knees, boy.
Oh, look, my ego is suddenly totally boosted. Thank you very much.
412-1152. It's Woodford Green.
Hello, Nick. Sorry that you're leaving yet again. Hope you're going to have a great holiday next week. And any chance that your web presence might get bigger? Because, you know, like next week, and like we'll still be tuning in to your web page.
Well, I don't know, maybe I should do a show just for the internet.
Exactly.
Why not?
Because you don't get paid for it, why?
No, yes, you can.
You can?
You can do anything for no money.
If you have...
I could do...
To make money.
We could do what is it called? Pay for view. Pay per view.
Robbie Williams did it last weekend.
Paper, listen. People pay enough to listen on the internet. Have to pay for phone calls, remember?
No, you don't get the users to pay. You get the advertisers to pay to advertise their goodies alongside your audio stream.
Yeah.
And you've got plenty of web buddies out there willing to listen to you.
I'll do it with you.
And I'm a computer consultant myself, and I'm willing to give of my own time to do whatever research you need to do yourself to
get this going.
Well, I hope that you heard what she just said, by the way. She said she'll do it with me, and I've told
exactly.
you time and time again. Doesn't matter how many times
Nick,
you ask, Carol.
You want me.
We're
I
never
going to
do it.
I know you want me.
Not now.
I know you do.
Not ever.
Yes.
Never.
You do. You do. You might not know it, but you do.
Anyway, I'm very excited about the whole prospect of broadcasting on the internet, but I just don't
think. Why not be the first? I mean, you've been the first previously with this format in England. Why not be the first and copy the States and do what they do in the States and get.
But everyone's done it, haven't they? I thought everyone was doing it.
No, not here. No,
really?
I mean, getting your show on the net. Why not?
It sounds like work. It sounds like too much,
too much
hard work.
No, you know,
you
for no money. We're doing it for no
show.
Money now, but you know, I mean, even less money, like minus money. It's not funny, is it?
No, from advertising, you can get
advertising. Yeah, I understand all that, but it just sounds like too much hard work.
Yeah.
So I'll get some business guys to go on board with you and do the work.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what, you organise it and
get some sponsors, get some advertising some money, and we'll
bring me
it.
A contract and I'll sign it. How's that?
Oh, okay, £10,000.
Okay.
Well, something like that. We get a pay rise, in fact.
£10. God, that's more than we get now. Unbelievable.
0171 412 1152. We're into the last 15 minutes. We have no more ad breaks, so it's just you and us from now on. Here's Neil in Belfast.
All right. Can I say word up to the homeboys who are listening in LA?
Yes, hello to everybody in the worldwide wake. Listen on your computers.
Yes, and if you know any program directors on American radio stations, hey, give him our number.
Who was the guy that was trying to get you syndicated? And David, he's phoned a couple of times before.
That'll do.
That'll do.
Yeah, we want to go down that road. That's what we want to do.
Well, the internet show is something that we've talked about in the chat room before. And I was going to mention it to Timo, but we could set that up, Nick, if you were interested in that, like.
Yeah, right, Nick doesn't do anything for no money, though, Neil. That's the problem.
Well, that's not true, because I would do this for no... Doing this is the only thing I'd do for no money. I mean, people get into...
Because he loves me so much. He wants me so badly.
People get into radio, and radio stations depend on this. They would do it for no money. That's and that's the work experience thing, which radio stations rely on. I mean, that's...
We do it for no money now, basically, don't we? Really?
Well, not entirely, but...
Well, almost.
So I don't want to do anything else other than this business, so I would, in fact, do, or have done it for no money. I'm a bit too much down the road now, and it becomes like a point of principle that you don't do it for no money, do you know?
Yeah.
I'd be interested in anything, like I want to do a talk show. That's like all I've ever wanted to, that's all I've wanted to do since the first time I heard Neil Rogers do a show in Miami, which was when I was at Radio Luxembourg, which was 1988, or something. Just
2008.
Yeah. So long ago.
So
I know. Reminds you how old you are.
No, I'm not.
You should only look this good when you get to my age.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's up, Neil?
Not much. I thought Carol was actually going to be leaving as well.
Yeah. I know. The shockwave has gone through the station.
Yeah. Well, so I started looking for a new celebrity girlfriend, and she wasn't going to be on anymore. And had it narrowed down to either Jerry Halliwell or Carol Vordermaff.
Oh, get
Carol Vorderman.
Excuse me, do not. Any of what?
With Neil and I, is she not moving?
Oh, with Neil and I?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, he's mental. I mean, okay, he's known the internet about 2 months, and he's done 8 websites. I mean, he's just going biggies. He's done a Nick website, a Kev website, an LBC website, a Sick Boy website. Well, who should be renamed Sick Note now?
How did you do that?
Sick Note.
An Abe site, a Peter Daly site, and a Nelly site. And he doesn't even have a computer. He does it all in a cyber cafe.
You're joking.
No.
This must cost him a fortune.
Well, I don't know. The guy...
he's got nothing better to
say. Yeah.
I mean, I've been on the net over a year and a half, and I've done, three sites. Yeah.
I've been on the net for five years and I've got no idea how to start.
Oh, you don't need to, because you've got enough being done in your name anyway.
I wouldn't do one about myself.
No.
No.
What would you do about?
We're very grateful.
As soon as I said I wouldn't do one about myself, then I thought, what would I do one about? I've got no
nothing.
Idea.
I'm not interested in
anything. Yeah, no, I can't be asked with all that. I can't be bothered with all that.
Mm.
Anyway, look, we've got loads of things to get through now.
Hey, thanks for being there. Right at the end of every show, you were there for us.
Well, I'm going to miss when we chat with you, Nick. But sick boy, give me your home phone number, so I'll be calling
the If he's not dead by the end of the day, then he will be.
Yeah, I'll make sure, because I figure you'll be out around this time now you're not working, so I'll phone like 5 in the morning. Should get you then.
Can't wait. Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheerio.
Bye,
0171 412 1152.
He says cheerio.
10 minutes. He does, just now. 10 minutes to go. Shepherd's Bush.
Phil.
Hello.
How are you doing?
You're not bad, you?
Yes.
Now, I've spoken to you before, Nick, but I haven't spoken to you, Carol, so it's a sort of hello, goodbye sort of thing.
Oh, hello. You say hello, we say goodbye.
I just wanted to wish you well. I mean, I'm one of these people that actually does listen to the station, but I'm far too young. I should be far too young to listen to the station.
You don't sound far
too
young, Phil.
How old are you?
33.
Oh.
Well, you're young by comparison.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, no, I won't say the next bit.
That's good. We're encouraged by that kind of response.
Shepherd's Bush. Why do you live somewhere as revolting as Shepherd's Bush?
I don't have any choice.
Oh, come off. You don't have any choice.
Well, that's where the housing association lumps us.
Right. Are you in one of those big tower blocks?
Thank Christ, no.
Shepherd's Bush is the new...
Road.
It's one of the... Do you?
Yeah.
What, right next to the ground?
Yes.
Really?
I'm a Fulham supporter, which makes it even worse.
That's no good, is it? Oh, you can't live next to QPR and then have to go all the way down to old... What's it? What's
Craven
it called?
Craven Cottage.
I'm
seeing to get older, so I've got
How annoying! So the traffic must be appalling on the home games.
Well, I usually take the motor, leave it in Hammersmith, and walk down.
Yeah. Well, you would do, wouldn't you?
On a Saturday, I'll drive to the.
See, the funny thing is, Phil.
Is that traffic news now?
Phil, how long have you been listening to the show?
Since you started,
How many times have you phoned?
I've
never phoned.
Zero. Ever. Perfect.
The last 10 minutes,
I
can't believe it.
Yes. Well, I sometimes get the away messages, so I can't catch you, but I'll take you.
You slimeback.
You're only 33, and you've listened to the show. Fantastic.
I missed you once, because I went on a leave to Dublin.
Right. Well, fair enough.
Nice. I know you said you've never been there.
Phil,
no, I've never been. I'd love to go.
Phil, we got to go.
You're all right, then. Take it easy.
0171 412 1152.
I can't believe these people.
Here's an old regular, Timo.
Hi.
Timo.
Is it Timo or Timo?
Timo.
Timo.
Timo, thanks for the Howard Stern tape. That was great. I've been watching it all day.
It's my fault that the show's gone down the whole fuck hole, I know.
It is your fault,
it's
yes.
It's your fault.
Sorry about that.
Everything's your fault.
Right, well, I just called to say goodbye.
Principally, it's your fault that Carol won't come over here and feel my glands. Seriously, you wouldn't believe how swollen they are.
You want to see what he's showing me now? It ain't his glands.
Oh, come on. Right here underneath my chin.
Okay, by the way, have you heard?
What?
There's rumours circulating that Radio Luxembourg might be starting up again.
No way.
Yeah, that'll be great. I'm going to go over and live in Luxembourg again.
Yeah, right.
There's hope yet.
No way, I'm not going to live there. It's horrible. Boring.
It's not horrible,
really
it's
boring.
Boring.
Really
yeah.
Boring.
Have you been to Luxembourg?
No, but I had friends who lived there and they couldn't wait to escape.
Yeah, I was there 6 months and that was six
it's
months
so
of
dull.
Plenty. Yeah.
No one even knows where it is.
It's the world's most boring capital city. It's got to be.
Oh, we've got 8 minutes.
Yeah, no, less than that. Six and a half minutes. So, anyway, Timo, what's happening? Anything?
Well, make sure everyone keeps checking the websites to find out where next.
Find out the new news.
Where are we going next?
There you go.
Yeah.
And hopefully,
okay.
Carol, you'll be with us as well.
Well, thanks a lot for all of your support.
No problem.
It fits
thanks,
perfectly.
Timo. And it was nice to meet you the other week.
Yeah.
0171 412 1152. Here's North Harrow.
North Harrow.
Hello.
Harrow. Hi, Nick.
Yes.
Hi, it's Sahil.
Sahil.
Yeah. How you doing?
All right.
Oh, you know, I've listened to every single show and I thought I simply must call in tonight.
You simply must.
I simply must.
5 to 10 on the last show.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks very much.
Now, what's going on in your life?
This is for Nick only.
What's going on in your life?
Oh, it's only you.
Sahil.
What's going on? Oh, nothing much. I'm just waiting to start back at university.
Uh-huh. And what are you studying?
Marketing.
Huh? Marketing?
Yep.
What are you going to do with that?
Well, what are you...
Well,
no idea.
What do you want? You're Nick's fan.
It's just an excuse not to go to work, am I right? You're going to university so you don't have to make a decision about your career, yes?
Well, at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, that's great. You'll have a great time at university. Was it 3-4 years?
Third year now.
Oh, you're already in your third year?
Yep, in my third year.
Well, that's the
year.
Reason why I went to university. I couldn't think of any, what?
Nothing.
Am I keeping you up again?
No.
You want to go?
Absolutely not.
Oh, let her go, Nick.
I couldn't think of any topic to do that I actually enjoyed
topic.
Doing.
God, I tell you, isn't really
subject.
Study there, and it's just a complete waste. You think you're never going to need it again for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, that's what, you know, I, as a taxpayer, I object to people just wasting their time at university, which is why I'm quite glad that people have to pay for it now. I'm quite glad about that. I'm glad that students have to pay for their own education.
Well, I suppose that's fair enough.
I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
And they waste time there, you know, they just...
I went to university for 2 reasons.
And I'm
one,
paying for it.
One, my parents would have killed me if I didn't,
yeah,
you know, having
exactly.
a, you know, given me all that education. And the second was I just couldn't decide
what
on,
you wanted to do.
Exactly. So I thought 4 years
out.
And
then you end up being a disc jockey.
I know.
What a failure. You're a loser, baby. Why don't we kill you?
Yeah. Anyway, Sahil, we got to go.
All right, don't worry, Nick. I hope it's not the end of an era.
It's the end of my ear hole. Ta-da.
Oh, bye-bye.
0171-412-1152. Now, you said the topic of the day or the issue of the day or something like that. You were like hours ago.
Oh, big
that,
issue.
Is that gone?
No. Well, I mean, people want to know, apparently.
Is that a downer to...
Apparently, people want to know.
All right, so because I'm going to punch up some of these calls if it's nothing that's interesting.
No, all it was all my friends keep saying to me... I'm going to quote my friends now, right?
Right.
And I was hoping for a bit of support or a bit of, you know, help in my decision of what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. All my friends say to me, every single one of them, that Mitch, you want to snap him up before someone else dies. I'm serious. It's what they say. They go, you want to snap that Mitch up before someone else dies.
Okay, based on what? Based on the amount of money he earns?
No, because how long have you been having sex with your good friend?
That's any different to going out.
We've been great friends for 6 years. Having sex for about 3.
Right. Well, so what you haven't done is just had the conversation. You are going out with him.
You just haven't
had the conversation.
No, because it would spoil everything. We had the conversation then. I said, oh, guess what? All my friends keep saying I should snap you up.
Well, is it great? Is he any good in bed?
All right.
Well, see, that says it all. He's okay.
No bloke is great. You have to teach them what to do. Otherwise, they're rubbish. I mean, you know, what? They're not born knowing what to do.
So women are?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Of course they are.
They have this, like, innate knowledge that's within them.
Of course they are.
And men must
seek
it out.
Men don't know what to do with women. They don't know what to do with themselves.
So, in other words, the reason that you haven't had the conversation, the reason that you haven't got engaged and married is because he's a flop in the sack.
It's not true.
Pretty much exactly what you just said.
No, I didn't say that at all. No, he's okay. You know, just not
because
frequent
keep,
enough.
Right,
just
well,
not frequent
you
enough.
You keep going on about his...
appendage.
Yeah. But it's obviously, it's not what you got, it's what you do with it. Am I right? Yes.
No. What he does with it is fine. It's just, he doesn't do it often enough. That's the problem. That's the only problem. It's the only problem. But everyone keeps saying, you should... Now, Nick, if you were me, what would you do? Would you snap him up or what?
No. Or what? Definitely, of the two, it would be or what? Are you joking?
I think, you know, people should be saying to him, you should snap her up. I mean, I think I'm the catch.
He's got the body of a manatee and he doesn't use soap. And I don't mean that in a nasty way.
That's not true. That is so... You're so mean. I can't believe it.
I'm only being...
you're just being nasty.
Obnoxious, yeah. Are we going to punch some of these calls
go
up?
Go on, they're all
these
for Mike. They're
all going to be for
Mike.
Yeah.
For the psychic.
Hello, you're on the
Hello?
Air.
Hello?
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 Can I speak?
Speak to the psychic. Yes, we'll put you on hold. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes?
Hello?
LBC?
I'll be seeing you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, LBC.
We're going to miss you, Nick Abbott. Please don't go, man.
I'm going.
Oh, God.
When you got to go, you got to go. Like,
LBC.
Me and John Wayne both. Hello. You're on the air.
LBC.
Hello, Kirkham.
Speak to the psychic. Yeah, we'll put you on hold. I'm dumping each one of these. I'm screwing up Mike's show ahead of time. Here's another one. Yes, you're on
LBC.
The air.
LBC.
Hello.
Hello, LBC.
You're on
NickAbbott.com.
NickAbbott.com. It's kind of like a perfect way to end, ain't it?
Mm.
Well, thank you, everybody, he said, ending on a slushy note.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a round of applause from the people next door. They've got no idea who I am. They're just like seals in there. Oh, by the way, I'm a lesbian.
This is the Voice of London on 11:52 a.m. LBC News.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Nikki Harvey.